Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, June 12, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. All right. What's happening, Ray? Anything good? We can see anything out? Got anything in? It is Friday.
No, nothing went out, but everything's good.
Okay. It's all good then. Can you guys hear me okay? I got my headphones
yes.
on. We're good? Oh, all right. All right, guys. Not a whole lot of news, but I guess there's a situation, but not a whole lot of news. So the good news is, yes, they had a meeting yesterday, started yesterday evening. Today, the U.S., Iraq, they're agreeing on terms, conditions. Everybody's getting along. The U.S. has agreed to reduce the troops somewhat. No details, but they're going to continue working with Iraq to get rid of ISIS, help them develop the country. So that's all good. We are hearing that the budget isn't done, that they haven't finalized it, so they can't really make the decisions they need to make in Parliament or in the House because they don't have the budget yet, is what they're saying. So they don't know what rate or what amount to make decisions on. So they're kind of just going blind. I think everything's working, has worked behind closed doors, and they're waiting to a later date to bring it out. Kurdistan did not meet with Baghdad this week. They said they moved it to next week. Again, as I said earlier, just dragging it out, waiting to the last minute to bring everything out. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I need to tell you guys? Oh, yeah. This, Ray, you might want to take your headset off a minute. This dumbass of Fleming, since I'm calling him out, since I got all these phone calls, who's been putting out every week how China demands the U.S. do this, and China's saying Trump better do this, and China says it better be done by midnight, or T4A has already started, T4B is going to start 3 hours, all this bull, and then got the nerve to tell everybody yesterday, and I get all these phone calls, he's talking about since Trump didn't do it at midnight that the U.S. is out of the RV. I mean, how stupid can you get? The U.S. and England created the RV. We're the ones who put the package together. How is China going to kick anybody out when they're not even authorized to have dinar except through us? I got that last night. I got it this morning. The video is just stupid. So that was the only negative thing I got to say today. I think. Depends on what questions you got. All right, let's get it going.
Okay, let's see. Scout Dan says, would you recap/update whether you need both spouses present to exchange? Mine travels a lot. Is that only if you take the contract rate? To the best of our knowledge, yes, the contract rate. Both of you need to sign.
There you go.
One way or the other.
Great. Yep, because you need to sign the NDA. And they need both of you to sign it. Okay.
All right. Wildcats12 says, articles are stating that Iraq will have a monthly or quarterly budget, if that be the case. Will that have an effect to the Lady RV? I guess will that
to the Lady RV? Okay, will it affect the RV?
Lady. Well, that affect the RV. Thank you for your response. Okay, I don't know why they put lady in there. But...
Hmm.
Oh, delay. Okay, they came back and put something up with that. Delay the RV.
Oh, okay. All right. So, no, I don't think it's going to delay the RV because it's part of the reform package, and that's what the people are looking for. I think any budget, especially in the situation you're in, will include the new rate, and that's what we're waiting on the price of oil to get back up. I think without it, guys, we're just going to try and look at it logical. I'm not going to say common sense because that offends some people, but logic would tell us they're in dire straits, their economy is going down, they've cut off the currency flow of money for a reason, they are trying to borrow more money and trying to bring investors in, well, investors need to see a currency change. That's the reason they were coming in to start with. And none of that process, none of it, is to begin until after the revalue of the currency. They're just positioning themselves. And if they're saying we want them to come in now because they are excited about it, and, you know, businesses are looking back into moving into Iraq now because they're hearing what we're hearing, and we're making some agreements, then I would think that would happen with a monthly budget, a quarterly budget, or a six-month budget. I think when we see the budget, we should see the rate. Okay, what's next?
Danger Smith says, if you are going for the contract rate, naturally, they will want to control all of your money. Doesn't that eliminate the absolute recommended requirement for spreading your risk around different investments?
If you're going for the contract rate, they want to control a portion of your money. And again, guys, this was only one bank we were talking about. There's a bunch of banks out there that just want the money. They don't have the same vision or plan that this one bank has. So, no, it's not true that they want to control all your money. What they wanted to do even then was to make sure you were going to be smart with the money or had a plan to use the money for the future. That's what they were doing. Okay? So, no, don't worry about them giving it to you and then taking it. Here it is. Now I want control 90% of it. That's still your negotiating tool to get the best rate you can get. Okay, Ray?
All right. That was it for the questions on the board. First live person, 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Hello.
Good
Happy
morning.
Friday.
Good morning. Okay.
Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you, Ray.
Okay.
I just want clarification in there because your opening monologue, you did reference there is a situation. I just want clarity that that situation is the commentary then of the Fleming comments, or is
yes.
there a different situation?
Nope, that's it. That was the
okay.
situation. That's what I got
I
the calls wanted... about so far. But
okay.
Idiot situation.
I just wanted to be sure. Okay. And in the prior calls earlier this week, we had a little bit of terminology semantics on when you all were thinking. Tony, you were alluding more toward the end of the month. Ray had been heard saying sooner. I'm curious now, how do you guys compare now in terms of when you think this could be finally transpiring? I've warned you weeks ago, I've become a date and rate, you know, just give me the date. Give me the rate.
Okay.
So that's my
answer. Same thing
so,
for me. Same answer.
Same
that's
answer.
Right. Same answer for me. And guess what? We both know the date.
What?
So now what you going to do?
Well, then when are you going to tell us?
Okay. No, we both know that they are operating on right now. So anyway, so what does that say? Because I said by the end of the month, and he said sooner. And we're both right, according to the date that they have. So now, is that even more confusing?
Well, at some point, it's going to narrow down to just a certain date. You know what I mean? My target board is getting smaller and smaller and the like. Okay, I will have to be satisfied with that and know that we'll be chatting at some point next week as well, unless you give us some special calls over the weekend. But, again, sure appreciate your tenacity and staying with it sort of thing. And we know that 10 days from whenever this happens and you give us that date and it happens, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be. I really was hoping this was going to be our finale Friday, but I guess not. Unless this is the
you
date
never
you're
know.
Not telling us.
You
never
know.
Know.
It could still be our
on
last
all the next
Friday.
Callers to ask you, you know.
Okay.
Pin you down.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yes, I can dance. So just so you know. All right. Thanks.
Okay, that'll have a great one. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
313 area code. You are on.
Yes. Hi. How you guys doing today?
Hi,
Hi Tony. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Well, today is my birthday, and I've been hearing that birthday song, and I've been just singing it along even when I'm not on the line. So I love to hear it for my birthday.
She's waiting. You've been waiting a whole year for this, huh?
All righty.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday.
Hey, you can eat cake with me. I love that song. Hey, happy birthday. Thank
okay.
you so much.
All right, have a
you
great day
a great,
and a great weekend. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
707. You're on.
707? Oh, excuse me. You were a little bit garbled there. Thank you.
Okay.
I just want to say, Tony and Ray both, thank you for updating us on this Fleming report. you know, it didn't make much sense. There was too much, for me at least, there was just too much excitement in that report for me to really pay any attention to. And I really appreciate your analysis of it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, it wasn't much analysis of it because it's the same thing every
week.
There's nothing
to analyze.
It's the same, that's right. It's the same thing every week, the same guy, every Friday, midnight. I mean, Trump has signed off on this thing at least 100 times in the last 60 days, T1, T3, TA4, 4B, and it keeps going on and on. And this morning I heard that somebody called me that was all upset, talking about Obama's whole council was going to get arrested starting Wednesday. So now they got to wait for that to happen. Just stupid mess. It's just stupid. Don't even pay no attention to it, guys.
Yesterday, I was watching Trump's meeting in Dallas with all of his black contingency, and very, very nice setup and all. But it was during the time that this supposedly was coming down from China, and it just nothing made sense. So, Tony, you've been really great in helping me to look at what makes sense and what doesn't. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. All right.
Okay. 419 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How are you doing?
Greetings.
All right, man. Super fantastic. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, too, man. I think I got some super fantastic news myself, man. Went
Let's
to Chase
hear.
Bank this morning. Went to Chase Bank this morning and asked to buy some more Vietnamese dong. Lady looked it up on the screen. It's not available. I'm like, are you sure? You know, I said, look under Vietnam, Vietnamese dong, D-O-N-G. She says, no, sir, it's no longer available. She says, I don't know why. She says, they don't tell us why, but it's not on the screen anymore. That's got to be super fantastic news, don't you think?
That's got to be super, super fantastic news. I'm going to check with the local banks here, but I can tell you guys, so this will help CIA out, it's a real good possibility based on the dates and times that we have that it would not be available. It's a real good possibility. Okay.
Well, Tony, I called another bank, Chase Bank, just a different branch, and had her verify because I just didn't believe this lady, you know. She said the same exact thing. It's no longer on the screen. So
I'll tell you,
people
what you
don't
do.
Believe me.
If you
people
really
don't believe me,
know,
have them call Chase Bank themselves, you know.
I know, but call Wells Fargo because they also sell the dome. And if they give you the same story, that's what you want to get it from, multiple sources. And if they say the same thing, but you say something's going on. Okay?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Well, I just want to share that with TNT, super fantastic family, and hope everybody has a great day.
All right.
Thank
you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Y'all take care.
Okay. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray.
Greetings.
How you guys doing today?
Hey.
What's
going on,
sir? To the nth degree.
Oh, good. What'd you say, Tony?
I said, what's going on, Trouble? You know what your name is. Go ahead.
Now, look here. I'm always nice. I did have a couple of questions for you today. Now, we know that Alawi met with the IMF. Was that was today, right? Were you aware of that? I'm sure you are. You read all the articles and keep up with it. Wasn't it today that he met with them? And supposedly the meeting went well. So hopefully they just...
You mean, was the article today where you got it? I mean, was it yesterday and you got it today? Or he met today?
No, because on another site that I normally surf and research, they're talking about that over there, saying that they met today, and they're saying that the meeting went well. So I was going to ask you if you were aware of that or if you were familiar with them meeting today. I don't know if it was in an article. Obviously, it had to be, an article. I don't know.
Well, I do have articles about Alawi today, Friday, the leader of the National Coalition, Awid Alawi, described the inconsistencies of Prime Minister, and it's about that, and the confusion about what's going on with the government. And he's saying that he's adding to the confusion. I haven't seen anything with them meeting with the IMF or him meeting with the IMF at all.
Okay.
But.
Oh, okay. So if he were to have met with the IMF today, then that means that they could be talking about what we're waiting for too, right? Discussing, you know, rate change, so forth and so on. That could be a possibility of a conversation.
This is what they're doing with the IMF and the World Bank, just so you guys can know. They're trying to figure out their budget. They're trying to figure out how to pay next month's salary. Now, some of them want them to borrow the money internationally. Some people don't want to borrow the money. IMF and World Bank said they're willing to loan them the money. Now, first, World Bank said, we're going to loan you the money to take care of the virus. So they have no problem with that. Now they're talking about borrowing money to pay the salaries and keep the economy going. And again, that's where the discussion is going back and forth, where some want to and some don't. They're talking to them about it. Doesn't mean they're going to give it to them, because probably they have to agree to ask for it. So they're just talking about it. And that's why they're saying it's confusing, because they're putting out, you know, two different parts of information on what they're going to do and what they should do. That's all. Nothing concrete. Nothing to do with the RV, per se, right now today. It's about borrowing money.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I knew you would know, but I wanted to get your take on that to see what possibly could they have been discussing. So, Well, okay. Well, that's all I have, I guess. I think. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to ask you before I get off the
call.
Well,
I'm sure it is.
Look here. Look here now. I'm trying to. Let me see. Oh, I did want to ask you one more thing. You're right about that.
See, there you go.
Have you guys spoke with any of your bank contacts where they were saying, you know, anything new as far as what we could expect coming into the bank, you know, since all of this pandemic stuff is going on? I know we're probably going to have, definitely now we're going to have appointments, of course, but are the appointments, when we set them up, they're still going to be at least 30 to 45 minutes, or are they going to be cut shorter because of this pandemic? They're not
They haven't. I can't see how they could cut them any shorter. The process is still the same. They got to verify your money. You got to sign contracts, agreements. None of that part has changed. The only thing that's changed is they have to set up safe zones for you to operate in, you know, just like they do in the banks, you know, whether they require you to wear a mask or not, since it's so many people are so close together. And those are things they haven't even talked to us about yet.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's coming. To me, that's just going to be a must if they discuss that, I guess, with you guys to share with us, because we need to know that, you know, people know how to be prepared to go in. So, okay, well, that was
absolutely
my question. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Y'all have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. 610, you are on. It's G-Man.
Good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony.
Sir.
How you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Man, super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
All right, all right. Hey, Tony, is it a good weekend for the yacht and a Macallan 20 and a cigar?
Man, it is so, so perfect. Let me see. Actually, I was there last night. So, anyway, it is so, so perfect. It's 78 today, 76 tomorrow. That's perfect on the water, I'm telling you guys. 87 on Sunday, yes. And they're starting to ease on the restrictions, which really didn't matter to us anyway because we're on the boat on the water. But, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. Thanks for asking.
All right. Very good. And, Ray,
yes,
I guess it's time for some Parker's barbecue, some sweet tea, some slaw, and some cornbread and hush puppies, isn't it?
Hey, I was there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Oh, all right. Very good. Very good.
Hey, every day is a good day for that, though, just so you know.
All right. Well, let me do what I do. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And that's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
All right, Tony. Have a good one.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, that takes us to area code 828. You are on.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Fantabulous, sir.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing the same. Couple quick questions. The bank was saying they were going to give $8 out on the dong for the contract rate. Let's see, is that going to be the – will they take all the currencies, like the Zen and everything else? Okay,
that's what they said.
Also, I saw that the price of oil kind of plummeted down to like 37 for the OPEC. Is that going to affect this at all?
Oh, yeah. Because it was up at 40. But the market's going up and down, and again, that's why they said they're waiting. I think we would see it probably faster if it would have went up $3 versus down $3, you know, or up to 47, 40. Matter of fact, it was at 47 one time. So they're trying to base it on that. Here's the issue, guys, if we're looking at what's happening today. Because the market went down again yesterday. It went down because of the virus announcement that all the numbers are going up. And they're concerned that even if we don't have a total lockdown like we were supposed to and never did, because Tony wouldn't stay home with everybody else, but there may be another partial lockdown by the 1st of September. And Texas, South Carolina, somebody, their rates are flying up because they were the first ones to open. So we look at that. So, of course, everybody's getting scared. So we have a repeat of what we had. The market start crashing. People start slowing down. Oil prices go down. That is, of course, again, why this should be done right now before the end of the month, because I feel they're right. If they drag it out another 3 months, which they can't do because the people won't let them, but if they did, the globe goes into lockdown again or partial lockdown, then it would be next year before we saw this. Too many countries, businesses, and everything else would have collapsed by that time. So we're actually in the perfect window to get this done to help us make it through the next lockdown.
Okay, the last thing, okay. I know one caller said that he couldn't get the dong at, I guess it was Chase Bank. I'm actually heading right now to an exchange center here in Orlando. I called out there first. I'm grabbing me another 4 million dong. So it's out there if you look for it.
Okay, so I've gotten 3 texts, and 2 of them say they can get it at Wells Fargo, and one of them said they can't get it at Wells Fargo. So... Well, I'm waiting to see. Somebody else is calling now. So I guess it depends on where you're at, if they're looking for it.
Well, okay. As always, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
702 area code, you are on. 702.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Hello?
Hi, how are you guys? How are you, Tony? How are you, Ray?
I'm super fantastic.
Okay, the
how
my question
you?
I'm okay. I'm waiting
good.
For the RV, and I'm waiting for the party in Las Vegas.
There you go. I'm just right. waiting for the party. We can skip the RV. No, okay, go ahead.
So I wanted to know if your aunt wants to donate it for somebody, like a 3 or 5 million dong. No, they are at the same price right now. It's not, you know, after the RV. So if I donate it and not right after this, I gonna have a tax with this or no?
Well. I could tell you the answer, but I'm going to let Ray answer. But the answer is no. But anyway, let Ray answer.
Oh, I didn't even understand the question, so we'll go with no. She
wants to know if she's going to have a tax issue if she gives out the dong to somebody right now. Even though it has an RV, after the RV, is she going to have a tax issue? The answer is no.
I say right now, not after.
Oh, right now? No. How much is $5 million right now? $200, right?
No.
Basically $200, $225.
It's a $45. $1 million.
Oh, okay. Okay. Times five.
So
how much is that? $225, right?
Yeah.
Oh? Oh, okay. So what kind of tax issue would you have over $225?
Oh, I wanted to know, is it taxable now or after?
It's not taxable at all.
Oh, okay.
It's $225 right now. And afterwards, it doesn't belong to you anymore once you give it away. So it's not taxable at all.
Okay, thank
you. Clyde, I don't know what yes means. Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day. You're asking the wrong question.
Oh, wait,
question.
Ray wants to talk to you.
Yes,
you should
okay.
You should be looking at which way is the better way instead of which way is no taxes. Because you give it away now, sure, there's no tax involved to you on giving it away
mm-hmm.
now. But if you wait until later and donate it, now you get a tax write-off.
Oh, okay.
Something to think about.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thank
you.
Thank
you. Have a great
okay.
day. And I'm waiting in Las Vegas. Be quick.
Me too.
Okay.
Let's go.
Zoom.
Let's go party.
All right.
Let's go party.
Thank you.
All right, Ray.
423 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning. How are you both today?
Greetings. Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Well, I knew what you were going to say, but I'd love to hear your voice, so I just ask anyway. So.
All right.
One of your bank contacts indicated that to qualify at their bank for the contract rate, we need a minimum of $5 million. Is that $5 million face value of currency dinar only, or is that dong also?
Oh, I would think it would be $5 million all currencies there to exchange because it was a U.S. rate. Yeah.
So,
let me check it out.
Bank,
all right, go ahead.
Okay. The one bank you're talking with is saying if you have 5 million dong or 5 million dinar, you qualify for the contract rate. And from what the earlier caller said, it sounded like this is the same bank that is offering $8 contract rate for the dong. Is that correct?
That's what it sounds like.
So, even though Body might not have 5 million dinar, they might just get $6 contract rate on their dinar, but they can get $8 contract on their dong, up to 50 million Vietnamese dong. I'm hearing that correct?
You know, I don't know. He had said that the original $2 was up to 50 million, is what they said that was their rate. I don't know what the cap is on the $8. Guys, I mean, to be
okay.
honest with you, and I'm going to be honest with you like I always am. You know, originally, I didn't even want to tell you guys that because it just sounds ludicrous to me that, you know, you're going to get $8 on the dong. And I'm being real with you. It just sounds, I mean, just absolutely ridiculous. that could even happen to me, to the, but he keeps saying it's happening, so I could do nothing to report
okay.
it. But now I want to say this too, just so I put your expectations in the right place. I'm absolutely not counting on that $8. I'm counting on
right.
that $2.20 is what I'm counting
right.
on with my dog. And let me say this. I am absolutely positively going in there and ask for the $8. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for the $8. So let me say this real quick before you start. Because I want to tell you guys something that happened. And they told us years ago, and I've been telling you guys, to go in there and ask for the contract rate. You have to ask for it to get it. So I know somebody who already exchanged, and we've talked about it, some of their currency, and they got, hold it, wait a minute. Somebody might be telling me, don't tell y'all what I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm not somebody else. Okay. So they got the 371 rate doing, you know, their payout. They recently went back and said, hey, you know, is there a contract rate? And their exchange person said, oh, yeah. Well, you didn't ask about it. So I didn't give it to you. I mean, that's it. You didn't ask about it. I didn't give it to you. But, yes, there is a contract rate. And you can't get mad at him because he did what he was supposed to do. But you need to do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I could get mad at him, but it wouldn't be appropriate.
Okay.
Okay.
A follow-up question.
The previous caller said that the bank giving $8 for dong is accepting all currencies, and I believe I heard you say that's correct.
That's correct. That's what
so
they say.
That includes the ZIM.
The ZIM, the rupiah, the dong, the dinar, the Afghani, and the the rial. They said they're doing all of them.
Thank you very much. You have
all right.
Things you didn't tell us before. We now know if we put two and two together.
Okay,
that's
thanks
right,
sir. Tony.
And hey, if CIA relied on you doing that, if she only asked the first part of questions and tries to feed you guys and says, "I hope somebody else figures this out and finishes it," she actually said that too. So it was part of her game. But okay, go ahead.
Yes, she did. And on the timing question, I heard you say that if, in fact, the Vietnamese dong is not available at banks, which we are finding out now there are banks that are still making it available for sale, for purchase, but if that were true and if Wells Fargo said, no, we're not selling it, that would be a good sign and it would be consistent with what you know about the timing. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, you did.
All right.
But
I gotta get my party.
That's what.
I gotta get my party shoes on.
But Wells Fargo is still selling it. I don't know why.
Yes,
maybe Chase just cut it off sooner, but. According to, like I said, two out of three people who called them so far, they are still selling it.
Correct. So what you're saying is if somebody were to call Wells Fargo on a daily basis and say, are you selling? And then the bank that's been saying yes, 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 now says, sorry, no longer. That tells us we're walking through the door.
Man, that's the best news you ever heard. If that happens, that's going to be the best news you ever heard.
Is this also going to be true? Is Wells Fargo going to have the same lead time as TravelX, as Treasury Vault, and any of these other places. They'll all get shut down at the same time.
They should, but the banks are going to know before the currency dealers, without a doubt. Okay? But at the same token, I mean, they're first on the list. Currency dealers are going to be right after. They're going to stop selling. Treasury's going to notify anybody has a contract to stop selling. Like I said, usually within 2 hours before it takes place.
Wow, that's a very small window. But if you called Wells Fargo and you got a no, we're not, and then you instantly went to a currency dealer and purchased all you could. Well.
Okay. Well, first thing I would do is call several banks who are selling, and if they all say, no, we're no longer selling it, that should tell you something. And if that currency dealer is then lagging behind, yes, you should take advantage of it, but I don't know that that's going to happen. It would have happened with Travelex because you could pick it up and put it in your hand, but I mean, some of the currency dealers actually have to ship it to you. I'm not sure your deal is going to go through. Because, you know, you didn't get the cashier's check to them in time. This didn't happen. They canceled your order because it was after the fact.
What Treasury Vault has said is the moment you have placed an order and it has been registered in the system, you will be honored at the rate that you were quoted as long as your payment follows through and reaches them in a reasonable period of time. If you put it on a credit card, then within 72 hours, it needs to clear. If you write a check, it needs to clear within a week. That's what they have said to me. But, you know, the fallacy in this, and no reason really to get too much hyped up, is the window is so small. You know, while we're calling around from Wells Fargo to Chase to Citi, and we're saying, you know, it's real, well, we've used up 20, 30 minutes, and maybe we called after they've already known it for a half hour. So it's going
to
be
I can tell you how to solve the problem. You want me to solve the problem for you? Okay.
Yep.
Buy as much as you can today. Okay.
Oh, you did that.
Okay. Well, that's how you solve the problem. Don't wait until they say we've stopped and try and figure it out. Figure it out ahead of time. And don't worry about it. It'll just happen for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree. Tony says buy more dough. Thank you, sir.
That's right.
All right. Thank
you,
sir.
Do it now.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
You're back. 330
area code. You are on. Wow. Hey, how you doing, Brother Ray? Brother Tony.
All right.
Fantastic. How you doing?
This is your Buckeye friend. I just wanted to call and share with you guys. They already covered some of this, but you guys, if you go back to the last call, everybody listening, and listen to, like, right towards the end of the call, I talked about what I'm going to discuss a little bit. I don't want to have to recap. So anyways, Tony and Ray, you guys know what I was talking about. Whenever I went in, what they're talking about with the Chase Bank deal, okay,
yep.
I called Monday, Monday the 8th, I called Chase Bank. They had to exchange up on the board, right? So then I also called my local bank, which was Key Bank, okay? They had it up on the board. So I ended up going and getting it on Monday, ordered it from Key Bank over the phone, actually, and they shipped it, and I got it in pocket, okay, in 2 days. Now I went and called the day I picked my currency up, which would have been the 11th, yesterday, I called Chase Bank again, two different branches, and they both told me that they weren't no longer exchanging. And the day before I actually purchased the currency, I had gotten a price from them, and they was exchanging. So Chase stopped doing it. But to follow up on that, my Key Bank location, for you folks in Northeast Ohio, they are still selling the currency, but you have to order it. You know, so you have to have an account there to do it. Okay, the next thing I will say, when I got my currency, it came from a Key Bank entity in Cleveland. I live in the area around the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So, guys, like, what I did when I went in and got the currency and pulled it out, you want to know what the banding said around it? I looked at the banding holding my dongs, and each one of them said Wells Fargo. They each said Wells Fargo on them. But the currency came in from my the Cleveland branch Key Bank. So I asked my local bank, I said, are you associated with any other banking system or banking institution? They said, no, we're our own entity. They had no clue about this. So I encourage you to contact your local banks to ask them and try to get it done today, because I really love the number 15, and I think we're going to have a happy Father's Day, to be honest with you. So just in my opinion. What do you guys think?
So now I had two people tell me Wells Fargo still has it. I had one person say their Wells Fargo didn't have it. I heard somebody just said they've just contacted Wells Fargo. They are out, and they were told to call back in 10 days and then they should have it.
Right.
So, they have stopped selling. And just for the person who sent me that about Northern California, this other person's in Northern California too. So we're getting different answers. Things are in fact happening. The 15th, middle of the month, is always a good day, because for a whole lot of people it's the payday, especially in the government or military. 15th is payday. So they love that day with everybody else. But it's June. Things are happening. People are getting prepared. So I like the way you like. How about that?
I like the way you like it, too. And the other thing was, too, whenever that money came in from Key, you know, they ordered it from Key, Cleveland. So they have it on hand in Cleveland at Key Bank. They have no idea about the exchange. They're not part of it. So that's the thing, even though Wells Fargo might shut down, they still have the currency at the Key Bank location today to order. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they have it in-house.
So this is what happens, guys. So, you'll know, a lot of the smaller banks don't know that their regional bank is Wells Fargo, because Wells Fargo is associated with a lot of other banks. Who they use, especially for their foreign currency department. But they aren't privy to that information. So they're going to tell you no. Because, like most people that work at the bank, they don't even know how the bank really works. They just know they do their job. And that's
right.
So when they say, no, I'm not, you want to say, yes, you are. Because you're all connected to the five biggest banks. Because that's who moves your foreign currency. Because they have the contracts. You have a subcontract with them, because that's what most banks do.
Okay? An interesting thing about it, too, with Wells Fargo, they're the ones that started all this. So, they're going to know before anybody. So they're going to be the first ones to shut things down. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't know if I should say that or I could say that. Another thing, Ray, I caught what you said. Go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, actually, Wells Fargo is the foundation, and everybody had their shot at it. But being that, nobody can go until they go, and that has already been established already. So they may be the last ones to shut down.
Yes, thank you. And, Ray, I did catch that towards the end of the call that I was on with you guys, what you said your plan was, and I thought that was absolutely brilliant, and it kind of struck some things up in me. If you take the ZEM and you exchange it, take your ZEM and then take it to Forex. I love your plan, whatever. But that would be the currency I would take. And when I go in for my exchange, I'm like Tony said, I'm going in, I got my dong, I got enough for the contract rate, I'm asking for the contract rate. And then I'm also going to ask for the contract rate on my dinar, because if I'm bringing in my dong that's enough to cover the cap, I'm going to ask for the contract rate of the $28.50 on my dinar. What's the worst they could do is say no. So I'm happy
right.
and excited.
But you should ask
Things
for all the
good.
Contract rates. But let me tell
yes,
you guys
sir.
This, though. I'm saying Ray wasn't supposed to tell you guys that because that was supposed to be a secret. But anyway, here's the thing as far as that double dipping. I want you guys to know you have to be careful. You have to be careful. I don't know how many times I say that. It absolutely, once it happens, you can take your money and go back into the market in any currency you want to, but you have to know what you're doing if you're doing it. You have to set your parameters, your stop gaps, so you're not throwing money away. It goes up and comes down. If you're going to use your wealth manager in that, you have to go in and set your limits, and he has to be willing to watch that market every day in order for
right.
it to benefit you. So don't go in there playing if you don't know what you're doing. It's something that I can do, and I absolutely
right.
plan on tripling my money during that first week because I can
Amen.
Go back in there at the full rate. But I know how to pay attention. I know how to get to the floor. I know how to tell my wealth manager, we're not doing anything for the next 10 days except watching this rate go up. That's what we're going to do. Okay. And then we'll worry
it.
About everything else. So. But you have to
I
know what
it.
You're doing. I'm just saying, just don't go buy and lose out because you can still buy it just like we're doing today. So if all the banks will be able to sell it, you can go buy it in there for $361. They'll ship it to you in 2 days just like they do now. Or you can make your investments, but be careful because you'll be distracted with all this money in your pocket, buying new houses, cars, boats, and planes, and, oh, I forgot I was supposed to do this. And it'll be up and down before you know it. You'll be in a lawsuit. All right? I just want to put that
That's
out
brilliant.
There. Brilliant. All right.
That is cool.
Okay.
That is cool. But, hey, the market dropping 2,000 points, man, that was a blessing in disguise for us guys that know what we're doing with it. Come on now. But
well,
I didn't really
tell guys,
anybody.
Remember, it was at 28 when the market started, went all the way down to 17. And we was like, man, if the RV happens right now, it's at 17. I said, we're going to become quadrillionaires because we know it's going back to 28 eventually because it's already been there. So, but the fact that it went back and it was at 27 earlier in the week or last week, I was like, damn, we missed a great opportunity. But here we go. You know, it was down
Again.
Yesterday. If it hangs around at 25, 24, 23, and never gets back to 17, we know it was at 28, and they're saying even if it takes 2 years to get back there, look at all the opportunity is there
oh, man.
At 25, 26, Jeez. When we know where it's going to go already. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And if what you're saying true comes to if what you're saying true comes to pass in September, it goes backwards. Look again. You
yeah.
got another opportunity.
Right.
What do you think, Ray?
Yes, we do.
That's right. A better
opportunity.
Yeah.
Man. All right, man. I'm just excited. Like I said,
yes,
I love
sir.
The number 15, and I think we're gonna have a happy Father's Day. I'm just telling y'all. It ain't Ray and Tony saying it. I'm saying it, but I'm just sharing what I believe. So,
okay, do you know
on,
when Father's Day is?
21st.
Okay. Because somebody wanted me to tell you that because they thought you were trying to say it's the 15th or something. I don't know. But, yes, I figured, you know, if it happens on the 15th, a great Father's Day is going to be a great day, right?
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I wasn't talking in no code or nothing there, you know. So, but,
yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.
You're welcome. All right, now.
Bye.
217 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hello. Yeah,
good
morning.
Good morning.
I've got a personal question. Could you call me or give me a telephone number so that I could ask that privately? I could give
you
You
want me
mine.
To give you Ray's phone number over to call? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Could you go in the and not
how about,
put it on?
How about not make it personal, make it general, and just go ahead and ask it? Because we don't normally entertain those types of requests. is too many folks are asking for that same type thing. Can you change your question and make it general so it's not personal and still get an answer for it?
Not really.
Okay, guys, so here's the thing. I mean, and I was messing around about giving you Ray's number. If anything, he gave my number. But here's the thing. I got 28 phone calls yesterday and texts. And everybody wants to ask me a personal question or personal this or review this document or do that. And that's what Ray is saying. I mean, we can't do that. The people and calls that I do get, but we just can't spend, I can't, an hour on the phone with every individual or half an hour on. And I know there's exceptions to every rule. We know there are. That's all.
Yeah.
So that's all Ray was saying. Where if there's a way that you could ask it sort of benefits everybody, it would help us. But if you can't, I understand you can't. All right. Okay.
Well, it'd be a little hard to do. I've sent you a letter one time, and put some
okay.
The other lady that needed it and stuff that way. So you would probably have my phone number there. If any way that we should get together, otherwise I'll try to send you another letter.
All right, we'll see if we can work it out. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
585 area code.
Oh.
Can you what up, 585? No.
All right.
It won't come.
Go ahead, 585. Oh.
585. Hi, can you hear me? Oh, yeah, I got that text. Yes, sir. Go ahead, 585.
Okay. Hi, I have a quick question. I was listening to the call on the other day, and I was very interested with the whole concept of controlling everything and owning nothing. So if we don't want to do a particular trust fund, what kind of account can we set up to where we have control over it and not necessarily ownership?
And for your general life or for your business life?
I'm going to need both.
None. If you don't want to do trust, okay. Then it's nothing.
Okay.
Now, if it's just for your business life, you can create corporations to do that. The corporations can't handle your personal lifestyle. They can only handle the
right.
business part of what you're doing.
Okay, I get it. You can't commingle. Got it.
No,
okay,
it's not
so
that you
I
can't
definitely
commingle.
Can't do that.
It's that the corporation as an entity can't do some of the things that you want to try to do on a personal lifestyle basis. It just can't do it.
Okay.
There's no mechanism for that to even happen.
Okay, I think I'm starting to understand.
So
basically, so
here's the concept.
It's a basic.
Mm-hmm. You need to find an entity that can handle things that so that you're not the owner, either an entity or another person. Now, most of us can't find or even think of another person that we would want to own everything that we hold near and dear to us in life with the understanding that they will let us use it whenever we want to.
Right.
Hard-pressed to find an individual that would do that. But if you can find one, that would be your solution. Let them own everything that's important to you with the understanding they'll let you use it whenever you want to.
Right.
Normally, that's impossible for the average person. So it has to be an entity. Well, corporations do that for the business aspects of one's life. But the parts of your life that are not business, the corporation can't step in and own those areas because it's not business related.
Okay.
So
then
you either
basically
go to use
I need
a trust
to restructure
or nothing.
Right. I just need to restructure my company and remove me as owner and all that. Okay. All right, I have a whole lot of work ahead of me. Okay. I think that is all the questions I have. I was curious about
okay.
that.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you guys. Have a great one.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, sir.
678 area code. You are on. You have some background noise.
Hello?
Here, though. 678.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. And the noise.
Yeah, peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. I'm sorry, I'm going to try to go into an area that's a little bit more quiet. And so this is why I can give you my questions. This thing. Well, peace and blessings be upon both of you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the Tyler for the square. So I have, oh, goodness. I have a quick question for you. First of all, I love the birthday song. My birthday is tomorrow. Hopefully you can play me a birthday song. But I also need to know whether I can get that birthday song because I want to give it to, I want to play it for my daughter next month. So we can do that. And please don't tell me to the rubbish spot.
Okay, the birthday song, you want to get a copy of it?
Cool,
is that what you're saying? Okay, you can go on YouTube and grab it. It's Reggae Birthday.
Okay.
It's on YouTube.
Good. All right, great. Okay, great. That's what I think. That's what. Okay, and so that's it. Next thing I want to discuss, Tony. Oh, my bad. Ray. Before Ray. Now, you said.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Hold on for a second. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my earpiece. Maybe let me switch it out.
Okay.
Let me switch it out. Maybe that helps. Well, let me get back to it. Is that better?
Okay.
That's much better. And the second thing is, I usually don't talk to guys in the bathroom, just so you know. Well, go ahead.
that was the only quiet place I could find.
Okay.
You know, what you do with it? What do you do with it? Ray? I don't know. Now, I got a question about you say it's better not to own your money, and to, you know, so this way you have your control. Can you go over that, you know, lightly, because I haven't discussed it, and it's kind of, you know, foggy. I know you spoke about it a long time ago, but it's a little bit foggy in my brain.
Okay, about not owning your money?
Well, yeah, not owning it and having, but controlling it. Why not? What's the purpose of not owning it? So this way they don't sue, so you won't be so sued or be able to be
that's
impaled
pretty much it.
By. Okay,
that's the number one. The number one reason is a lawsuit. That's the number one reason. Then you also have you don't have to deal with probate when you pass. There's no inheritance taxes. There's no death taxes. See, all those things kick in with stuff that you own. Even though you wrote out a will, there's still going to be these taxes are going to kick in if you owned it. But if you didn't own it at death, then none of these things kick in. And if someone sues you, have you ever heard that expression, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip?
Well, turnip, yes, believe me.
Right, well, when someone's suing you, they're out for blood, aren't they?
That's right.
Yes, they're out for blood when they're suing you. So you become a turnip. Then you don't have to worry about it.
And a whole lot of you guys are going to find out you wish your money was in a trust. I should say guys, but ladies too, you know, because if you don't own anything during a divorce, you don't have to split it, but or paternity or a whole lot of other things that's going to happen once y'all become millionaires and billionaires. So, like I said, don't own anything, control everything. There you go.
Right. Right. Okay. That was part one of that was mine for Ray. Now I have questions for Tony. Now Tony, I know you said it was you had a date within the next 2 weeks. So today is the 12th. So how many days to that date that you're expecting to receive it? It is from today to that date.
Okay. So. I'm going to change your question, and I'm going to help you out a little bit, okay?
So
what Tony said was he thinks it'll be by the end of the month. So everybody right. already knows that date. So mm-hmm. what Ray said was he thinks it'll be before the end of the month. So you should be asking Ray the question, not Tony, because you already know. Ray, how many days between your date and Tony's date? That's what you should be saying.
Okay.
Well, oh, Ray.
So Ray, what he said?
No comment.
What he said? There you go.
No comment.
What he said?
Oh my God! All right.
We're in a good time frame, guys. Everything's going. It looks like it's going. And again, you guys got some great information. If you're calling the banks and they're telling you they're not having it, and here's even a better one that you guys didn't think about. I should bring CIA back for this one. But anyway, I told you somebody called Wells Fargo, and they said they won't have it again for another 10 days before they'll be selling it again. They gave you that clue. They said 10 days we'll start selling it again. So anyway, all
right.
That's about all I can help you guys with today.
Okay, well, this is the one does refer to, though. Now, the bank that you keep referring to saying that they're planning on not giving you the full contract rate, would that be the foundation? Would that be the Foundation Bank or some other bank?
That would be the I'm not going to tell you like I've been saying I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, I'll just get on. Okay, hey, you know, doesn't
beat all right,
but a
nothing
try.
Beats a failure but a try. I understand.
All right, well, peace and blessings once again be upon you. I thank you very much for teaching us and greeting us. All right?
All right,
take care.
Okay. All right,
thank you, sir.
Take care. 916 area code, you are on.
I apologize. I put my hand down. Basically, you guys answered all of my questions. This has been a very, very beneficial and good call.
Okay.
All
thank
right,
you,
thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
509 area code, you are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Tony and Ray.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
I have a question that I haven't heard answered lately, and that is with everything that's going on with COVID and some of the unrest, what is the status of our meetings with the bankers after the RV at this point?
We haven't heard any changes or anything else. They were supposed to have a meeting yesterday or Wednesday. I haven't heard from them. Actually was trying to get a hold of them again this morning. So I haven't heard anything that's going to change. And I don't think that's really going to, I don't know, affect the locations of where we're going to go.
I was wondering if we had all sit 6 feet apart, they might not be able to accommodate so many of us.
Well, that part they're already working out. Okay. Oh, go ahead, Ray.
Okay.
You want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say that would just be the end result, just a smaller crowd than what we had anticipated.
Well, that would be too bad. I'd have to make sure I got in there early.
Yeah, you got to realize this, though. Remember, I think a couple weeks ago, they were having problems getting people to come back because people didn't want to come back because they're scared of COVID. So they had to make some changes. They had to make some anyway with the 6 foot and everything else. Probably take out desks, put up the plastic in front of them and do those things. They had to get enough people for this to even work. And I don't know that each state doesn't have 100% of the people that they have, but they'll have a number. And maybe the 10 days will turn out into 20 days. All that part's okay. They may have to change some of the exchange locations because a lot of them were in the heart of downtown in New York. In L.A. and in Chicago. But if that's where they are having the public unrest and everything else at, then, of course, they have to change those locations. But that stuff they've been working on getting ready. I think, you know, we'll be okay. Remember, we're the internet group. We're going to go first. So they're going to do things to make it as easy as possible for us, even if it's what they had planned anyway, 7 in the morning to 11 at night. even if they have to go out, okay? From there,
all
then
right.
They will. Because initially, years ago, they were going to do till 1 in the morning. And they may have to. We'll see what happens.
Well, thank you for that. I just lifted some worries off my shoulders. Appreciate it.
Well, okay.
Were you referencing the exchanging or the banking seminars?
The banking seminars more so. I don't think I'll have any problem with exchanging it. More the banking seminars that were planned for, what, 13 cities?
Okay.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I
my
thought
bad.
Might have
my
been.
Bad.
But Tony's information was still good information for everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the banking seminars, you know, like I said, will just be less number of people, or we might limit it to people that are like a size 8 or under, and you can probably get more folks.
I'm sunk. Thanks a bunch for that.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all
so
really need
okay.
to jump
okay.
on that one.
Take care.
Hey, but realistically, let's talk about that just so. And Ray was talking about the banking thing. The events that TNT was going to do, guys, I just under present conditions, I don't see happening. Because they're not letting NBA players play in front of their crowds. They're not letting movie theaters here anyway have more than a third of their capacity. They're not letting clubs do the same thing. They're not having any concert events around. I don't see how they're going to let us have 3,000 people, you know, throughout the country and 8,000 to 10,000 people in Vegas. I don't see it today. I don't see that happening. And we'll have to work something out. Even though, now they are saying they're going to let the NFL have fans. And, you know, they see 60,000 in their stadium. But we're just going to have to see where we're at that time. Right today, I know for a fact there's no way we can have 1,000 people anywhere. They're not going to let us do that. I don't know any city. Even though, you know, Trump's getting ready to do what he get ready to do in Oklahoma and bring all those people in. That doesn't mean we're going to be able to do that anywhere because they have limits for each thing, you know. But we're going to do whatever we can. We'll figure it out.
Is there a possibility of virtual?
There is, but, I mean, I don't know if I can get 10,000 people on a virtual party for 4 days or even 1,000 people on Zoom and everybody get to see each other and do that. And I don't know how I would pass a Bentley around on Zoom. But anyway, okay.
All right. Well, we'll wait for more information as we get closer and closer.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate
Take
you
care.
Taking my call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right.
314 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Ray Brothers. How are you?
Good afternoon. All right.
All right, man. How you doing?
To the nth degree.
I'm doing better. Every time I listen to the show, it makes my life better with the knowledge that you guys got. Ray, you just talked to a guy about corporations having limited abilities. What do you do in case you don't have a trust and you want to put your money in some other entity besides your own? Can you deal with a corporation as a finance-ish entity and then use LLCs as distributions of what you need?
Yeah, but you're still calling up commercial tools. And the challenge is using commercial tools for your personal life. That's where your limitations are going to come. You know, the corporation, the LLCs, whatever it owns, it's supposed to be business related because those are business tools, right? So the part of your life that's not business related is going to be uncovered, unprotected, unsheltered, because it's not business related.
Okay. And
okay.
Related,
so
could you go ahead?
I want to buy me this mansion over here for $5 million. My company can't buy that for me.
Well, yes, you got the mansion. That's not your entire life. That's just the mansion.
Okay. Now I want to buy this Ferrari to go with the mansion in the garage. Can the company buy that for me?
Those things already happen.
Okay. So now I want to go to Hawaii and Fiji and Maldives, I mean Maltese Islands. Can the company do that for me?
If you're on business trips, sure.
Okay, so all the material things. Now, what the company can't do for me is make sure all that is passed on to my children, to my grandchildren, or help me create a legacy in any way. Is that true?
Correct. And they can't keep the gold diggers okay. out either.
Can't keep the gold diggers out either. Okay. So, all right.
Children,
so I'm trying to give
rich,
people some things of
go marry
what
gold
life diggers. Is and what material are. A company
right.
can still do material things for you, but it can't do life things for you like a trust can.
Okay, but then what would be the entity that you would put the money in? Because I think we talked about trusts having 50 million limits, or do we do a variety of trusts to be
no,
able to qualify?
You were misinformed or you didn't hear it correctly. Trusts don't have any limits. That 50 million was a reference to if you put 50 million, more than 50 million in the trust, we had reports coming to us saying that the trust would be taxed on anything over 50 million. That's what that was pertaining to. And that
okay, that's,
even
that's
in
what
the,
I was
of itself is not that big of an issue because the trust is only going to be taxed on whatever it retains, if it retains it. So just because it received it, if it doesn't retain it, it's not going to be taxed on it. No different than you or any other entity that money flows to. If it doesn't keep it, it's not taxed on it. That's another education.
Okay, well, let me ask this question.
To pursue.
Yeah. So I go do my exchange, and I got $100 million I now want to put in that trust. The first $50 million is tax-free. The second $50 million I have to pay the tax on for putting it
no.
in that trust. Is that correct?
No, the trust
no?
would pay
okay.
the tax. Just like all persons that pay income tax are the receivers, not the giver. So then the trust would be taxed.
What about
according to the theory that we were
okay.
told. Now, this is all based on okay. the theory that we were told. So none of this, guys, is 100% the gospel truth. We don't know that to be 100% factual, but it is what some people have shared with me that they said their tax professional people told them. So it's one bit of information compared to whatever else someone else may have. But that was the understanding. If you place in that trust over $50 million, then the amount over $50 million, the trust would be taxed on as an income if it keeps it.
But if it distributes
okay.
it out, it would not be taxed, you're saying that? It's like if I
yes.
did the trust in January
yes.
and I added
part.
Another $100 million in there and I distributed $100 million before December, it would not be taxed.
Correct.
Now, the question for me is
way.
That if – go ahead.
I was just saying that's a loose way of looking at it, so yes.
Okay. What do we do – if we don't have a trust at the time of exchange, to have an entity that will not have this in our name and we still control.
You know, at exchange time?
Yes.
Nothing. Most of you can do absolutely nothing until after you've exchanged. You don't have any money. So don't worry about it. You do it in your personal name. Now that you have the money, you have the service providers, the professionals, put your tools together and move your money accordingly.
Well, you know what? You took a lot of pressure off me. I told you guys make my day better.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you asked the question.
And, oh,
that helped out.
And in Tony, with your big party, what about using mini satellite groups in different cities? And then doing them with Zoom.
So, by many groups, you're seeing 100 people in a group, and use satellites and do everything on video, big screen TVs, and have everybody together? Because I don't know if we're going to be able to get, I mean, I just don't know what size groups they're going to allow. Our auditoriums here are closed. The convention center is closed. So I was going to do 2,000 people right here in Sacramento, and I know that's not happening because they're not even opening it up to them. So I look at Vegas, and, you know, I wanted to pick one of the hotels. See, can we get 10,000 people in there or two of them, a four-day event, or even use UNLV's stadium? So, you know, I wanted us to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner and have a party afterwards and all. That's kind of hard to do in a stadium. I mean, we can put everybody in there and walk across the stage and do all that stuff. But all the rest of the stuff that I wanted to do, it's kind of hard. But we'll figure it out. Tisha's sending me ideas, and, you know, she says she's in charge now, so I'm just going to have to do it how she say do it. But we'll see. Okay. All right.
Well, you know,
we'll
just,
work it out afterwards,
a
hopefully. Yep. And everybody, and maybe some people know some things I don't know, and we'll be able to do it somewhere. But those are the numbers for the four smaller ones. I wanted to limit it to 1,500 to 2,000 people. So in those cities, if somebody has somewhere like that and we can get in there, I still want to do those. Vegas is the biggest problem, trying to put 10,000 people in a spot. But I will try to figure it out. And even for those who couldn't go to Vegas, we were going to do video anyway and try and stream it for those who couldn't come. I wanted to have CDs made while we're there over the four-day period of time. We're going to record everything, send people home with CDs so they'll say they were there, they saw it. So those things we still want to try and do. All right?
Okay.
And Ray, I got one more for you.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't get a prenup, what do you get a postnup?
No, you get a.
If
trust.
You try and get a postnup, it's going to come with divorce papers anyway. And then she's going to say too late.
That's another purpose a trust serves. It's better than a prenup.
But you said that you have to.
And this applies
your
for men and women, so this is not sexist.
Yes.
This applies for men and women. All right.
But you say that you have to bring your wife to the contract.
Oh, well, wait a minute, though. If you already have a wife, you can't be talking about a prenup anyway. I thought you were referencing, like, your single children or something.
I was talking about a postnup now.
Oh, okay.
Well,
what you
here,
need
here's
is,
the thing.
You need divorce counseling. And I do that every fifth Friday at 3 p.m. I'm available for divorce counseling. That's every fifth Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Fifth Friday.
Right.
Every
this
fifth
Friday.
Okay.
Every fifth Friday at 3 p.m. We can talk then.
Ooh-wee. Hey, let me just say this, because we're not going to talk about it. We're going to go on. But there is a way to do that. So, all right.
Talk to me.
What's next, Ray? What's next?
All right. Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right.
We'll squeeze this one in. 972. Hey, it's Danny.
Hey, Danny in Dallas.
You made it.
Okay, we're not talking about divorces, prenups, or any of that. So what's going on?
Oh, no. No way. I'm addressing you guys under a double-wide trailer in a cool place. Texas is a little warm sometimes, but I work under trailers as well. And it's a good thing. I have one question I don't think anybody's asked. You have hinted around it, but I just wanted a clarification. If the gas or the oil price moves toward 45 consistently, is it possible that they would delay beyond your window of
the 15th through the end of the month, simply to make it a stronger situation? Do we run the risk of seeing this delay just a little bit longer because of a better position financially for them?
Okay, yeah, and that's what's going on right now. But you got to remember,
okay,
it was going to 40. So the
right.
July price hasn't come yet. And if the July price came out right, they could use that number. They can use September's number, but they need that number, I mean, to go by. So the fact that it went down really didn't help us. I said it would have been better if it would have went up $3
okay.
versus well, down.
I thought you were leaning that way. Yeah. Okay. Well, I suppose that's a stable situation. Let me interject here. Did you know that PVC makes every man a plumber? Did you know that? If you've
is that
got
what they do?
And primer. That, yeah. Now, carpenters make a certain rate, but plumbers, those are the rich guys, and they make excellent rates. So today I am a plumber. PVC is my connection to the plumbing world. And I had to ask one other question. It's cool down here. How's your prayer life going? I know you promised to pray for ED Doc. How's that going?
Oh man, I guess ED Doc is still driving.
Well, he hasn't called in.
He's still here. He's still here, so it's good, I guess.
Well, let me tell you, I had a humorous situation. I like to go visit people when they're in hospital because I like, not to be in their situation and can walk away. I met my daughter's future second husband. He was in the hospital with some difficulties. It wasn't life-threatening, but he had to be in there for a while. And I had never met him before, so this is a prime time. He is he's a captive audience at that point. So I go in and we have a little small talk and things like that, and he knows I've got a church background, and so he's watching his P's and Q's, and basically I said, well, listen, I won't say his name because my daughter get mad at me, but I said, listen, before I go, I'd like to pray for you, and he looked at me, he got real sober, you know, he'd been kind of giggling before, but now he got real sober. I'd like to pray for you, he said, but I got to warn you. The last man I prayed for died, so I really need the practice. And you should have seen his eyes. Oh my! It was. If I'd had a camera, it would have been one of those Kodak moments. He didn't know where I was going or what I was about to do. So, on that note, let me suggest, Tony, keep praying for ED Doc because you need the practice. Okay.
Okay, and
right,
on
sir.
That note,
okay.
I'm going to help ED
yeah.
Doc, and ED Doc is going to ask you, please don't pray for him, okay?
Yeah, that's a possibility. You guys have a good weekend. Talk to you
all
later.
Right,
all right, you too.
Take care, then.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right, sir, it's time to wrap this one up. Put it to bed.
That's it. All right, guys, hopefully we had a good time. We laugh a little bit, but we try to get all the knowledge out, all the information out, make everybody feel good about what's going on because it's a good time. Things are absolutely moving forward. They do have a date that they are working with this week. I mean, an actual day when they think this is going to go, and we'll see if that happens. But everything is being pushed forward. The meetings between Iraq and the U.S. today, them coming to a long-term agreement, were crucial, and that's why the RV was never, ever going to happen this week. It was never going to happen before this meeting happened, and they came to an agreement. Never. I don't care what the idiots told you. That wasn't going to happen because this part had to be resolved. Kurdistan was pushing off on theirs because this part had to be resolved before any of that could be finalized. Hopefully today and tomorrow, it is in fact doing that. Good information is coming out. Agreements, long-term agreements are being made, not permanent, for long-term agreements are in fact being made that makes Iraq look like a great investment opportunity. And that's what had to be seen before it happened. So we'll see the news coming out probably tomorrow, if not later tonight, today, about what happened, the new terms and agreements, and even something better than that next week as Kurdistan has announced their final agreement, which is part of the RV. Rate comes out, and off we go. So one last clue. Like I said, somewhere between Monday and the end of the month, 15 days, but Father's Day could absolutely be super fantastic for a whole lot of fathers, one like they never had before. Because what happened before it or during it or after, it should be good. All right, guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Love it. Enjoy your weekend. We will tweet it out. Ready to put it in the form if anything goes on. If we need to do a call over the weekend, we absolutely will. It'll be the best call you ever had if we do. But until then, do what you do. All right, Ray.
Okay, that says it all. Keep believing, folks. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We're out of here.